Capital 5, there are some changes coming to Liberty City and to the Liberty Square Apartments from the Related Urban Development Group. We have Kareem Brantley. Good morning. Welcome to Capital 5. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Rodney. I'm doing well. Thank you for having us.
From Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, we have the CEO, Eric Knowles. Good to see you again. How are you today?
Rodney, always great to see you. I'm doing great.
Changes are coming to Liberty Square Apartments, commonly called the Pork and Beans. You have a meeting that takes place each and every Thursday, and you have an upcoming meeting. And what's going to be discussed?
Rodney, let me start. My name is Kareem Brantley again, partner with Related Urban and the Redevelopment of Liberty Square. Every Thursday from here going forward, we're going to have a resident engagement process, which would allow residents to come out into the community and share with us their vision of their new home as part of this redevelopment plan. And one thing I really want to stress, Rodney, is that we have not made a final commitment on anything in the project per se. We're really going to have a charrette process that opens up the whole planning process to the community and takes the community's input in so that we can redefine this area as part of our redevelopment and make it a true home for the current residents there.
Eric, what's your involvement with the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce?
As you know, Rodney, the Chamber advocates for its membership and the Black business community, and so that's really our focus. We met with Related at the beginning of this process when the RFP came out. They wanted to engage the Chamber and the membership to participate in the construction and the business opportunities that will be taking place. This is a $300 million project. We have contractors, we have engineers, we have architects that are members of the Chamber, and there are businesses that are members of the Chamber that may one day become a business in this development.
A lot of things are going to happen. A lot of dynamics are going to change. Residents are going to be displaced and moved. There's controversy about the way the project should actually go. You conduct these meetings, I guess, address all those concerns, even with the business opportunities.
That is correct, Ronnie. And let me just make a point of clarification. No resident in this particular redevelopment will be displaced. We learned a lot here in South Florida from the Hope 6 experience at Scott Carver, and we took that into account. We heard the community's voice. No resident here in Liberty Square will be displaced whatsoever. Actually, residents will have choice as part of the Liberty Square Rising. We're also going to be redeveloping Lincoln Gardens. Residents will have the opportunity to go to Brownsville and move there in new units, or they can remain on site. We're going to be rehabbing and refurbishing some of the existing units here during construction so that tenants will not have to move outside of Liberty Square if they don't want to.
So there's no plan to push residents down to Homestead or Florida City?
There's no push to send residents to Homestead. There's no push to send residents north to other cities or other places in our region. Residents will have the sole right to stay inside of Liberty Square. People have said this is some type of push out of residents. Obviously, by what I just said, we're not asking anyone to move or leave their home and leave Liberty City.
And Mr. Knowles, are businesses, Black businesses, getting their fair share, meeting the qualifications and being certified?
Well, that's what we're working on right now. As Kareem just mentioned, this is an ongoing process. Those opportunities are going to happen. When you look at the community agreement with Related, they have said that there will be over 50% of WMBEs who will be participating in this project.
And WMBEs, can you break that down so our listeners will understand?
Women and business owners, women and minority business owners that are certified with the county. What's happening is the opportunity to dialogue and to interact with these businesses, making sure that they're certified. There's certain certifications. There's what is called Section 3. Businesses have to be certified to be a Section 3. That means that there are certain residents have to be a part of their business process, part of their business team, employees of the business team. So we're actually learning what that process is right now, working with Mr. Liu of Miami-Dade County Housing. But the one thing, we are at the table working with Related Urban to make sure that we are a part of it. We're going to have workshops to bring in businesses so they can understand if they're not certified, they can get certified prior to this happening. Another part of this is our job. After this construction is completed, that the residents of Liberty Square will be a part of that workforce. 75% of that workforce will be residents of Liberty Square.
The meeting takes place this and every Thursday.
Our next meeting is going to be held at Liberty Square. It's 6304 Northwest 14th Avenue. It's in the center of Liberty Square, the community center. And we're going to have representatives from Miami-Dade College, the Urban Construction Crafts Academy, representatives from Employ Miami-Dade, Career Source, Public Housing and Community Development there from the county.
You don't have a contact number, but you do have a website for more information.
RiseUpLC.com.
From the Related Urban Development Group, we have Kareem Brantley, and from Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, Eric Knowles. And I thank you both.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney.